This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians in Sri Lanka are praying at home Sunday, 1 week after a series of deadly bombings by Islamist militants. The Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, held a televised mass attended by the President and Prime Minister.
We are truly sorry for all the families that have lost their loved ones and their dear ones. And I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, please pray for them.
The country's former Chief Justice, Sarath Silva, joined more than 100 Buddhist monks to remember the victims of the Easter Sunday bombing.
But unfortunately, what has happened is happened. And it is our duty to express our solidarity with the totality of the Sri Lankan population.
The U.S. Embassy in Colombo has warned against attending any service at a place of worship this weekend. Outside San Diego, California, authorities say a 19-year-old man opened fire on a synagogue on the last day of Passover, killing one woman and wounding three others. President Donald Trump has offered his condolences.
At this moment, it looks like a hate crime, but my deepest sympathies to all of those affected, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
San Diego County Sheriff William Gore says he has no details on a motive. Airstrikes hit the Libyan capital overnight as Eastern forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar continued their campaign to take Tripoli. Haftar's Libyan National Army has repeatedly flown airstrikes since starting an offensive 3 weeks ago to take the capital held by the internationally recognized government. The Tripoli forces have pushed back the LNA on the ground in some southern suburbs in recent days. From Washington, this is VOA News. Spaniards are voting today in a tightly contested national election. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility. The campaign has focused on Spaniards' hearts rather than their wallets for the first time since the financial crisis. As political commentators have been pointing out, though, one result is certain from the choice of leading candidates. Spain's next prime minister will be young, cosmopolitan, white and male.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Mozambican authorities are urging its citizens to seek higher ground to avoid the flooding and mudslides that are sure to come in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth. The death toll stands at 5. Mozambique's National Institute of Disaster Management said Kenneth has destroyed more than 3,000 houses and displaced more than 18,000 people. The Minister of Public Works says the brutal force of the water dragged reinforced concrete and other structures away. Iran's foreign minister was quoted on Sunday by state media as saying Iran was quitting a treaty designed to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. It is one of Iran's numerous choices after the United States tightened sanctions on Tehran. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have risen since the Trump administration withdrew last year from a 2015 international nuclear deal with Iran and began ratcheting up sanctions. The box office numbers for the full weekend don't come in until midday Sunday, but Avengers Endgame is already smashing records. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
And Avengers Endgame is doing exactly what the Walt Disney Company hoped, wiping out the competition, setting multiple box office records just a day after its release. Its Thursday previews and Friday opening brought in a record $156.7 million in North America, easily topping Star Wars The Force Awakens and Avengers Infinity War.
This is the fight of our lives.
It also set a record globally with $644 million by the end of Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
If you've ever wondered why your mind is a hotspot for new ideas in your 20s, it could be that you're experiencing the first of two creative peaks. New research from Ohio State University found that our mid-20s is when our brains first become fertile ground for innovation. But don't panic. Some of us won't hit our inspirational stride until our mid-50s. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.